What's up, Flight Fam? Welcome back to What the Flight Radio, a podcast for in-flight crew, frequent flyers, and anyone that gives a about aviation and travel. How are we feeling today, everyone? Happy Wednesday. I am feeling okay. I'm a little behind, not gonna lie. It is hot today. It is hot here in New Jersey, and it's kind of getting cloudy out, but the last few days were just so gorgeous. It just has been beautiful summer weather. Summer is in full force. Festival lineups are dropping. Things are happening. It's just busy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling pretty good, but I'm also kind of feeling, you know, a little like overly busy, if you know what that means. Like, you know, when you feel like there's just so much going on. So yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling right now. But otherwise, I'm feeling really good. Anyways, I'm Jess V. If you're new here, welcome to the show. Welcome aboard. Happy to have you here. And any of my frequent listeners, thanks for tuning back in. Really happy to have you all here with me today. So yeah, like I said, I'm just super busy. My family and I are actually planning my little sister's college graduation celebration soon. So yeah, shout out to my little sis if she's listening. This is such a major accomplishment, especially for her. It did take her quite some time to obtain this degree, and I can honestly say she's like one of the most inspiring humans I have ever encountered. She has always gone after everything that she has wanted to do, and I'm just so proud of her. And so yeah, watching her push through and go after what she wants in life is just so incredible. So yeah, if you're listening and want to go after something, and I just like really just hope you're inspired to go after what you want in life, you know, it's never too late to do anything. It's something I say a lot on my YouTube channel as far as like the fulfill it yourself mentality of just, you know, it's never too late to go after what you want. You are in control of your life. You are in control of your actions. If you're feeling unhappy or upset, you have the power to change that. Only you have the power to change that. And yeah, it just kind of applies to everything, whether it's physically, mentally, financially. So yeah, this is your sign to go after what you want. Anyways, to keep it going with the busyness. Yeah, I'm just trying to keep up with this podcast, my YouTube channel. I'm so behind on my YouTube channel. Any of my YouTube subscribers out there know, like, it's been like kind of like a bi-weekly YouTube thing now, just because I've been working so hard on launching this podcast. So besides that, of course, dealing with my puppy, who is being incredibly great right now. She's just laying next to me, licking her bed for some reason. But yeah, normally it's a lot of work with her. And yeah, getting back to traveling and actual work as a flight attendant, it's just all been like pretty challenging and, not gonna lie, like a little stressful trying to like find the balance with everything. But yeah, just doing my best over here, you know what I mean? But I do have some super exciting news as far as July. I got a hard line. Fuck yes, off reserve. Can't even tell you like how much that is going to help me next month. If you don't know what reserve is, if you don't know what hardline means, you definitely have to check out my aviation lingo segment. In the beginning of each episode, I do cover aviation lingo. And so if you don't know what that means you just have to catch up on the other previous episodes because I talked about them and that terminology over there. But yeah, I'm just really excited to be having a hard line for next month. And I just feel like things are just flying by. It's so hard to believe that we are basically at the end of June right now. And speaking of which, June is National Safety Month. So thank you to everyone in the skies that keeps us safe. I do feel like in certain instances, flight attendants kind of feel underappreciated. So if you're a flight attendant tuning in, thank you for all that you do. And if you're not a flight attendant, go ahead and thank a flight attendant if you're flying sometime in the near future. Thank them for showing up. It's not always sunshine and rainbows, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, thank your flight attendants, thank your flight crew. They are the frontline responders in the skies, on the aircraft. And I think a lot of times it goes unnoticed and people just think of them as serving drinks and forget about all the safety requirements we as flight crew are required to know and be qualified for. So yeah, like I said, not always sunshine and rainbows, you know what I mean? And of course, if I'm going to be talking about the month of June and talking about rainbows, I have to say happy pride to everyone out there, especially my LGBTQ crew and frequent flyers. I know that I missed the mark on saying that in the other two episodes for this month. And that's probably because I'm still getting used to planning ahead of time. I do record these episodes in advance. And so, yeah, I'm still kind of navigating planning ahead, and I need to kind of do a little bit better when I look things up as to when this release date will be out as to when I'm recording. You know what I mean? But anyways, I definitely did not forget about you. I just want you to know that you are loved, and I hope you all enjoy all the Pride events going on wherever you may be. And I just can't wait to see all of the costumes and posts that come out of Pride this year, especially since last year everything was canceled and we all missed out on that. And you know, I think a lot of things are probably still canceled this year too, as far as really large gatherings, but hopefully you are celebrating Pride somewhere in a city near you. And I gotta say, Pride events are so much fun. They are honestly like so much fun. I highly recommend them, especially if you're a straight ally. You should definitely attend something that is local to you and show support. And I really wanted to actually do an entire episode for next week dedicated to honoring Pride within the aviation industry, just because I feel like it's a very LGBTQ friendly industry. At least from my perspective, it seems very friendly in that regard. I feel like it's very open. I feel like majority of the people I work with are gay. And so I just think that it's like a very open industry for that and welcoming industry for that. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't really know, since like I'm just observing, I guess, from the outside, you know what I mean? But I really wanted to dedicate a whole episode to Pride and aviation. And I kind of asked around in some aviation Facebook groups, and I'm not really getting too much feedback. So I might have to reroute that flight plan, if you know what I mean, for the following episode. But hopefully next year we'll be growing our little flight fam, the What the Flight fam, you know what I mean? And maybe I'll have more listener submission episodes. And speaking of listener submissions, I am looking for listener submissions from episode 3 and 4. I'm looking for your most memorable layovers. So in episodes 3 and 4, I talked about my most memorable flight attendant layovers. It was a 2-part episode that got so long because it was just so good. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. But basically, I am looking for your most memorable layover. So whether you're flight crew and you have a romantic story, a juicy story, a heartfelt story, a fun story, I just want to hear from you. So please email me those stories at radio@livingbythef4.com. And this also goes for my frequent flyers that are tuning in too. I have a lot of friends that love to travel. Traveling is their passion. So you don't necessarily need to be flight crew. You don't necessarily need to work for an airline to submit anything to me. I just want to hear your stories so that I can compile them into an episode of all your stories. So it can kind of be like a story sharing episode. So yes, please get those into me. You can email me, or you could DM me even on Instagram at WT Flight Radio, or if you prefer, on my brand account at Living by the Dot F Word. Okay. So get those in. Now, keeping it going with the month of June. I mean, we are celebrating all the things in June, apparently, and I feel like June is just like on fire right now. Like, I'm just going on and on about things happening in June, National Safety Month, Pride, and now I just want to also acknowledge Juneteenth, which has officially become a federal holiday in the United States. About damn time. I mean, I don't know, like, this is just like crazy to me how like I feel like slow our progress is, but I'm just happy we're making progress, if that makes sense. But yeah, I'm actually recording this on Juneteenth. I'm a little behind. as far as recording. And so I just wanted to mention that as well, because it's now a federal holiday and it basically is the Freedom Day. It represents the day that all slavery had ended across the United States in 1865. So happy Juneteenth to anyone tuning in. It should be important to everyone, but I'm sure it's very much important to my African-American and Black listeners. So I just want to say that, you know, you all deserve recognition. Everyone has a place in this world. And I'm sorry for literally everything that, you know, this country has put, you know, you through in so many ways, because even after Juneteenth happened and slavery was abolished, we still had segregation. And to this day, we are still dealing with clearly racist people in the United States. And so you don't deserve that. And I don't want to really go too much on a whole tangent about this, because, you know, everyone just gets like so political about opinions and everything like that. But yeah, I just want to say that this holiday finally is being recognized like it should be. And it's what, you know, you guys deserve after far too long. So happy Juneteenth. All right. Wow. That was the longest intro ever. And you know, I still have to brief you. So what's a flight attendant going to do? Of course, they're going to brief you. And I just want you to know that, of course, this podcast is proudly brought to you in part by Living by the F Word. If you're an F Word lover and you enjoy flying, festivals, fashion, food, fitness, fine art, and you live your life with a fulfill yourself mentality, then you are in the right place. Please, please, please be my social media friend. You can find me at WT Flight Radio. You can find me at Living by the F Word. You could search my brand account. You can find What the Flight Radio. Just, yeah, definitely reach out to me. I would love to be your friend. And yeah, I just appreciate you guys tuning into the show week after week. It's been like really heartwarming to hear from you guys. And it really makes me happy that you guys are enjoying the show so far. If you are enjoying the show and you want to be really generous, I would love for you to rate me on Apple Podcasts. That would help me out. You can give me a rating. I'm actually having issues with Apple Podcasts where my show is showing up twice. So there's one show where there's a lot of ratings and reviews on it. So if you could go to that one, that would be dope until I figure out that mess that I'm still trying to figure out. But yeah, I would love to hear your feedback. Or you could also email me if you don't feel comfortable rating on a public platform. Just like email me with any suggestions, because I am just kind of doing what I want to do here, but I really want to cater to you as a listener. So let me know what you think of everything, if you're liking the different segments I'm doing, things like that. If you like the topics, if you think like the topics are kind of too basic and you already know all that shit, then let me know. Yeah, let me know. I do truly appreciate your support, though. So thank you so much for listening. Now, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about carry-on tips from yours truly. I've finally been back to flying a bit more, and I'm not going to lie, your girl was a little messy, okay? I'm a little rusty. My bag was a hot mess. I was a hot mess, you know? So, of course, I've also been observing some passenger hot messes out there. And so I was just like, you know what? This is going to be a good idea to give us all a little refresher so that we could all be more prepared when traveling now that the world is opening back up fucking finally. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I actually treated myself to a new carry-on bag for work and for personal travel as well, of course. And the bag is by The Bayes Travel Company, which is a celebrity brand by Shay Mitchell. And basically her company has bags that serve as dual purpose for frequent flyers and have different type of functions so that you can get the most out of them and make the most of your travel. So I have a whole first impressions video of the Bayes convertible mini weekender on my Living by the F Word YouTube channel, where I talk about the bag features, what's in my flight attendant bag, the functionality of the bag, and all that jazz. So definitely head over there, check it out. It did make me realize that a lot of times people are underprepared when traveling, especially after a year hiatus from the pandemic. So yeah, kind of just wanted to hit this reset button for all of us and, you know, share some tips, because I think a lot of us are feeling like newbies. At least I am. I'm totally feeling like a new hire flight attendant out there, you guys. Like, it's like slowly coming back to me. Of course it's coming back to me, but like there's been certain instances where I'm just like forgetting things. And like I said, my bag was such a hot mess. Like, it had been torn up, the handles were broken, like it was just such a mess. And I was like throwing everything in this other giant bag, and I was just like, no, we gotta do this right if we're going back to the friendly skies, you know what I mean? So anyway, we are going to get into all the tips, but of course before this episode takes flight, I need to give you the aviation lingo of the week. Duh. I love this segment. I think that it's helpful, especially for any of you that are not in the aviation industry, just because you'll hear me say some of these terms and you might not know exactly what I'm talking about. So I think that this is a really cool segment. I hope you're enjoying it. So this week's word for aviation lingo is deadhead. And no, I am not talking about Jerry, Bob, and Phil. I am not talking about the Grateful Dead out there, but all the Grateful Dead fans out there, shout out to you guys. But the word deadhead, or deadheading, believe it or not, it has several meanings outside of the aviation industry as well. And I'll get into that in a little bit. First, let's talk about what it means within the aviation industry. So a deadhead is essentially when an airline employee is transported on a flight in a passenger seat, but they're still getting paid. So basically, when a company deadheads a crew member, it's usually part of a duty assignment. And it could take place at the beginning, middle, or end of a pairing. You guys remember what pairing means? That was the aviation lingo for last week. So definitely go check it out if you missed it. But yeah, it could take place pretty much anywhere within the pairing. And to give you some examples, the company may need to deadhead a flight attendant or pilot to get them back to their base if their trip falls apart. Sometimes trips fall apart due to maintenance or other factors, and the crew doesn't make their originally scheduled flight, so a deadhead would be necessary to get that crew back to their home base. A deadhead might also occur if the company needs to send a reserve or a flight crew to work a flight from another location. So basically, if they need to send them out of base to be in position to work another flight. So some personal examples of deadheading, even just recently, last month, myself and some other reserves, we worked a trip to Puerto Vallarta, and we reached our duty period legalities. We had to lay over. And then in order to get us back to base, we actually did a double deadhead. So basically, they deadheaded us from Puerto Vallarta to Chicago, and then they deadheaded us to Chicago back to our base. And yeah, I've had some really awesome deadheads actually with my company. I've deadheaded in first class from London or from California. And it's always, always so awesome when you deadhead on a longer flight, because of course, I mean, we're getting paid to be there, but we're basically getting paid to watch movies or sleep or work on personal projects or, you know, whatever we really want to do in flight, but we're still getting paid as if we were working. So yeah, depending on if you are a line holder or not, it will depend on the deadhead, you know, rules and regulations, kind of, because basically if you're a line holder, the rules are a little different when you deadhead, just because you know what your schedule is, type of thing. So for instance, if you have a deadhead at the beginning of a trip and then you have a layover prior to your next working flight, or if it's at the end of the trip and you don't have to work a flight or drive home or something like that, you can actually change out a uniform and have some cocktails. So that's something else that's kind of cool about deadheading. If you are not going to be deadheading and then working immediately after, you can drink and kind of chill out and get paid to do it. Very cool. And yeah, so it's definitely cool when you have some deadheads in your pairing, for sure. I think in episode 2, I talked about during peak COVID in March 2020, there were a lot of trips that were getting canceled and a lot of trips that were falling apart. And so there was this one trip that I picked up that basically was all deadheads. So it was worth 16 hours of flight time, but I actually only worked 5 hours of that trip, and it was all in less than one day. So yeah, basically it was like a super high time, one day trip that was all deadheads, and I got paid for it. It was super sweet. But Anyways, I do want to talk about what Deadhead means in other industries. I just think that since this is an educational segment and I was doing some research and all that, I thought it would be cool and interesting to add that deadheading can mean other things in other industries. So within commercial vehicles, for example, like buses and trains, deadheading can pertain to completing a trip without paying passengers or freight. So when this actually happens in the aviation industry, it's a completely different term, so I have to do that in another segment. But yeah, we call it something completely different if we are transporting an aircraft without passengers. And yeah, I think that's just because the aviation industry is so extra. Like, if you can't tell, like, everything is just so complex and extra in this industry. But yeah. And finally, deadheading, which I never knew. I don't know if you knew this, but deadheading can also mean to prune or remove flowers from a plant. So fun fact for all the deadheading, people out there that, you know, want to learn about this word. There you go. All right. It's wheels up time. Let's take flight into this episode. All right. As mentioned, we are talking about carry-on luggage tips and must-have items. I'm primarily going to focus on the personal item and things you should always have on board with you, but I will dabble a little bit with carry-on items, including luggage. So starting out with some very basic information, just in case it's been a hot minute for you, most airlines allow you to have two carry-on items. One is typically in the form of luggage with wheels and a handle, or it might be like a backpacker's backpack. It kind of just depends on your style of travel and the type of trip you are traveling on or whatever you have planned. So yeah, just be mindful of that. But yeah, basically within the United States, these dimensions are usually around 22 inches by 14 inches by 9 inches. And then in addition to that, most airlines also allow you to have a personal item, such as a backpack, briefcase, or a tote bag, which must fit underneath the seat in front of you. So the dimensions for that personal item on average are going to be 9 inches by 10 inches by 17 inches. Now, this is going to vary by airline. Really, it's going to change, especially if you are traveling on a European airline. Things are just way different. So I'm basically talking about the United States because that's where I'm based and that's where I'm from. But just be mindful that the sizes will change depending on where you are flying. And yeah, just make sure you're reading over all your ticketing options before you purchase, just because you want to figure out what is best for you, especially because some of the airlines do some super cheap tickets. And with these cheap tickets, though, you are not allowed two items. Typically, you're only allowed one personal item and it has to fit underneath the seat in front of you. So sometimes you might be buying a super cheap ticket and then you might get charged to check your carry-on luggage because it wasn't included in your ticket price. So you just want to be really mindful of stuff like that. And yeah, something else to keep in mind is lots of airlines have rewards by signing up with their credit card. So lots of airlines have credit cards that offer you priority boarding, which usually means that if you have priority boarding, you will be first in line or able to board within some of the first groups. And then you obviously will get your luggage on. So that's a tip to keep in mind. If you are flying a lot out of a certain hub, you definitely want to probably fly a certain type of airline, or if you're trying to stack miles with that airline, it's always good to get their credit card. And a lot of times they also allow free check luggage. So yeah, just some little tips there. If you are not flight crew and you don't always get your bag on, you know what I'm saying? So all right, let's dive into the tips. I'm going to start with general tips. And so this first one, especially for those that, you know, are paying customers, this might kind of irk you a little bit, but just in general, do not depend on the airline. I know you're probably like, what do you mean don't depend on the airline? But when I'm saying this, I mean don't depend on them for a lot of amenities. I know you're paying a lot of money. I get it. I know sometimes you're paying hundreds, if not thousands upon thousands a year, especially if you are traveling for business or certain types of work or whatever. But I just want to put it out there that just like with most things in life, Self-reliance will make you happy as a clam. If you are prepared, you will not be angry at anyone because you have everything and you are in control. You know what I'm saying? So like, basically, when it comes to entertainment, and I'll get into entertainment later because I have a whole section about it, but some of the aircraft that these airlines are flying are older. Of course, they are going to start refurbishing a lot of them. A lot of them are getting refurbished, but some of them are not. And so some airlines, your seat might not have an outlet plug to plug in. You might not have a video monitor that works. I hate to say it, but like, and I'll get into it, like I said, further, but just, yeah, don't depend on the airline is like just a general advice, number one. Number two for general advice is do not overstuff your bag. So the bags with the extended zippers are actually not your friend. You would think they are, but they're really not. I can't tell you how much I've witnessed, even going back to work, people that overstuff their bag. They stuff so much, they unzip that little extension that is like lets you fit extra, but then that does not fit in the overhead bin, and then you're gonna have to check your bag anyway. So it kind of defeats the purpose of having carry-on luggage. So just keep that in mind. Do not overstuff your bag. It needs to fit underneath the seat. I see that with backpacks a lot too. People like have backpacks that are literally like 2 feet wide off their back and you can't fit it underneath the seat. So just like keep that in mind when you're packing. And also don't forget that if you pack it, you lift it. And I'm going to probably have to do a whole other episode on like flight attendants and why they don't lift your bags and things like that. But just to tell you briefly, basically rotator cuff surgery is the most common surgery among flight attendants because they help people lift bags and then they get injured from doing it so many times a day, so many days a week, you know, so stuff like that. So just keep that in mind. Lots of times if it's super heavy, flight attendants will, they'll assist you, but they will not lift it for you unless you have like some super like, you know, beefy flight attendant that like wants to lift the bag for you. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, yeah, I'm saying anyways so much. It's one of my favorite filler words. I feel like I say it so much. So yeah. Moving on. Okay, that should be my next. I should try to work on that and start saying moving on. General tip number three is anything of extreme importance to you or extreme value that you do not have like in your luggage, you definitely want to have that in your personal item. So I'm going to like cover kind of that in different sections, but basically anything of extreme value, do not have it in your carry-on luggage that has a possibility of getting gate checked, because whether the aircraft fills up and there's no more bag space, or whether, you know, you are, yeah, late to the aircraft and there's no more room and the agents are just automatically checking bags, you just don't know. So just don't ever have anything important in your carry-on luggage. All right. More general tips before we actually get into the personal item and the luggage. Okay. Clothing. So what to wear on the plane? Basically, yeah, if you're a traveling passenger, of course, you just want to be super comfortable, but always wear layers and always be prepared. I don't care if you are going somewhere where it is 120 degrees. You should have a sweater or a hoodie or some type of something, a thin blanket. If you know you get cold, you should have some type of layer on you. Don't be traveling in your mini skirt and your crop top and your tank top, because it will get freezing. And not only that, sometimes before the plane even pushes back from the jet bridge and actually gets up in the air, lots of times it's running on ground power. So what that means is the aircraft is not providing power. And so the power is coming from the ground. And so the cooling system does not work as well. So sometimes that's why, like in the summertime, especially, you'll get on a plane and it'll be so hot. And until the pilots get there, it's going to be extremely hot. And so sometimes you'll see people like fanning themselves with the safety card and things like that. So yeah, just be mindful that ground power means hot aircraft, and up in the air, it's going to be freezing because it's below freezing temperatures up in the air. And yeah, it just gets really cold, even though we are constantly running temperature control and calling the pilots to, you know, say, hey, can you turn it up in here type of thing. But yeah, just It doesn't matter what your destination is. Just make sure that you are prepared. And also inside the airport, too, it gets cold. So, yeah, just make sure you're prepared. Next tip as far as clothing is fanny packs. Anyone that watches my YouTube channel knows I am a fanny pack lover. I always wear Betsky's Boutique. She's my favorite. I actually just talked about her in my last episode. One of my most memorable layovers was going to her shop in the UK. So yeah, I always usually wear a fanny pack just because that is like considered part of your clothing attire. It's not considered another item. And I usually have my phone and my credit cards and any other like kind of essentials right there front and center for easy access, especially if I'm going on a personal trip. I just think it's really important. All right, so I cover shoes later, just so you know. I'll get into it a little later as far as shoes, what shoes to wear, but those are just like general tips. Let's get into the personal item. So as far as your personal item, I have this kind of broken down into different categories. First and foremost, valuables and important stuff. So you need your passport, especially if you're traveling internationally. You need any type of visas or important entry documentation. And yes, like most countries do, usually need some type of visa. So make sure you have that. ID card, such as a driver's license or state ID card. Any type of documentation that can help you get through security or might be better to travel with when you're going out to bars or clubs or wherever you're going on vacation. You obviously need your wallet with your money and credit cards and cash. And I don't really usually bring that much cash on me, but you know, it might be your thing to do that. So that, and then jewelry. So I usually have a separate jewelry bag. But like these are all like valuables and important stuff that you definitely want to have in your personal item. You don't want your jewelry in your checked luggage. You just don't know. You don't know if that bag's going to get lost. You don't know what's going to happen. Like you just want to make sure all the important stuff is with you at all times. So leading into that, other important stuff would be obviously electronics. We do live in a world that just is so heavily focused around social media and content creating right now. I feel like a lot of people are traveling with these things. So basically your laptop, your tablet, or your phone, or all three of those, you want all of them. I usually bring my phone and my laptop. Camera gear, so if you are some type of travel blogger, or even if you just do it as a hobby because you love to showcase your vacation pics and things like that, you definitely need to bring your camera and all your chargers for your camera, extra batteries, things like that. Also, portable charger. Now, this is something that I like preach to people on the aircraft all the time. I realize that you are paying for a seat and you're paying a lot of money for a seat, but this is one of those things where I feel like you have to start being more self-reliant. You know what I mean? It is 2021. Everyone should own a portable charger. Okay. You are on your phone constantly, especially if you're sitting in the airport, you are watching YouTube, you're streaming on Twitch, you are listening to a podcast, listening to an ebook, you are scrolling on the gram, you are doing something and your battery is going to die. Not all the aircraft that are being flown are, you know, are new aircraft. And so they're older aircraft that, you know, were created in the 80s when none of this stuff was happening. And so it's just important to be self-reliant and have a portable charger. Also, you want to remember your external hard drive and memory cards, memory card reader for all the camera peeps out there. Or like for me, this is just stuff I bring personally. Like it's what's in my bag, because if I have to do work on a layover, like I want to edit a YouTube video or something like that. Or if I'm documenting, like I'm vlogging and then you need to transfer the video over, you want your, you know, card readers and things like that. Charging cables, of course, things like your phone charger or, you know, computer charger, your chargers for literally all these electronics that I just mentioned, any type of international adapter you want to have with you as well. And I have two usually of each because I need to plug multiple things in. And a pro tip is if you can bring a extension cord, do that so you could plug your extension cord into your international adapter and have more plugs available to you if you're traveling in a foreign country. Also, portable speaker. This is kind of big, especially if you're going somewhere beachy or you want to get ready in your hotel room or whatever. Portable speaker you might want to bring with you, and anything else you deem as valuable to you. Hopefully I'm not missing anything, but yeah. All right, up next we have stuff for like kind of like health and wellness. You definitely want any type of medication that you have to take with you. Do not check that. You also want Excedrin, Aleve, Tylenol, or some form of pain medication. Now, flight attendants do have some sort of aspirin or non-aspirin usually that they can give you, but just be self-reliant. Once again, you're going to hear me say that a lot. Personal water bottle. Oh my God. This is like one of my favorite things to bring. This is one that is like huge for me because I always bring my personal water bottle, and I preach this to festival goers too. I just feel like it's such an important thing to bring. And I feel like lots of times people get on the aircraft and the first thing they do is they come back to the galley or they flag a flight attendant down and they say, "Can I have some water? I need to take some medication." Just bring your own reusable bottle. Almost every airport now has water refill stations. Also, you can ask your flight attendants to fill the water bottle up as well. And the last thing I have on the list for health is contacts and glasses. So I don't know about you guys, but I am a blind bitch, basically. I really cannot see without my contacts or my glasses. And so this is something, especially if you're doing a long haul, to bring with you and have in your carry-on, just because, I after you sleep in your contacts for an extended long time, it's just not really flight friendly. It just, you feel all dry and yucky and stuff like that. So if I'm traveling for leisure, I usually try to change out of my contacts if I'm going to be sleeping or doing a red eye or doing any type of long haul flight. So just keep that in mind. All right, moving on to the entertainment, which now this is the part where I basically was saying, you guys are probably going to be like, well, what the fuck? I am paying hundreds of dollars. I expect entertainment. I expect these amenities. I expect Wi-Fi. I expect this. Yeah, da, 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 da. All, you know, all this shit I always hear complaining to me about. But when it comes down to it, I just think that if you bring your own stuff and you have your own entertainment, then you will never be disappointed. Really, the airline needs to get you there safely. They should get you there safely and on time. Those are like really the main purposes of hiring these airlines, right? Now, of course, it doesn't feel like that because when you're on a long flight, you want to be entertained and you expect them to provide movies and stuff like that. So first tip is, if your airline has a app, if they have an app, make sure you are downloading it so that you can stream movies for free from that app. The other thing is make sure that if you can, you download movies, podcasts, or ebooks prior to your flight, because you're not going to be able to download those on the aircraft Wi-Fi. The aircraft Wi-Fi is super shitty. Honestly, I don't even recommend purchasing it. It's just, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It really all depends. So just keep that in mind. Just if you have a super important deadline for work, probably don't want to try to finish up that work project on the aircraft Wi-Fi. I mean, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not, like I said. So just kind of prepare yourself. Also, you should be bringing wireless headphones if you have them for your own device so that you could stream from your own device and watch things on your own device. And then you also want to bring wired headphones just in case those batteries die and you forgot the charger, but you shouldn't, since I just mentioned all the chargers you should be bringing. But yeah, like, you just kind of want to be prepared because sometimes the planes have devices where you could plug into. Now, most airlines, if they are offering you a TV on the screen in front of you, they will offer you free headsets. For the most part, it's free of charge. I don't feel like there's many airlines that charge for complimentary headsets anymore. That's why they're complimentary. I just don't really know of any airline charging for headsets, but sometimes they are not provided. And so therefore, it's just important to kind of have your own. Also, you kind of just want to have a lot of these things in a bag for easy access. And I kind of touch upon this a little later too, but most of these things I usually keep in their own separate bags so that it's just easy access to pull. Like, okay, I need my chargers. They're all in this bag. Things like that. So for the next few things, I usually keep them all together. So I usually have a bag of pens. Now, if you are not a frequent flyer, but you are going to be traveling abroad because you haven't in quite some time, please bring your own pen. If you need to fill out customs forms, flight attendants, for the most part, will not be providing pens to you. It's just something you should have on you so that you could fill out customs form if it's not done electronically. Certain countries allow you to do things electronically. Like in the United States, you could do mobile passport, which I highly recommend. But if not, if you're going somewhere in the Caribbean or somewhere over in Europe or wherever, you need a pen to fill out your documentation materials. Next up, I have journals, I have books, and then I have tarot cards. Anyone that knows me knows I travel with my tarot cards. It's just something to keep me busy if I want to do a tarot spread, and then I can journal about it. So lots of times I'll keep all those things together. And then, yeah, basically any hobby that you find entertaining. So for example, I see a lot of people that crochet. I don't personally crochet, but I've heard it's very soothing and you can get a lot of work done on a plane. So that's something that you might want to look into. Coloring books, which kind of leads me into parents. If you're traveling with kids, make sure that they have a coloring book. Make sure that they have colored pencils or some type of coloring device. Make sure you have their iPad with games already downloaded on it. Make sure that you have your kids' headphones, a stuffed animal, any type of, you know, bottles or things you need for kids. I think there should actually be like a whole episode dedicated to tips for traveling with kids, but that's like kind of just like a general summary right there. All right, the next section that I have is extras. So not really necessities, but to me kind of are. So first up, I have extra face masks. So this really depends on when you're going to be listening to this. I don't know if people are going to be listening to this a year from when it's released, but at the time of this recording, masks are still required on airplanes. So I usually have an extra bag of masks just in case the strap breaks or I lose one or I forget one in my hotel room, something like that. Hand sanitizer. I think now more than ever, people are going to be traveling with hand sanitizer more frequently. And I usually have one that's strapped onto the outside of my bag. And then I usually have one inside my bag. I also travel with body lotion. So if you haven't traveled in a while, you definitely get really dry skin from traveling in the aircraft. So you want things like body lotion to kind of hydrate your skin. Also chapstick, chapped lips. In fact, my lips are so chapped from like flying this month in general. I can't even believe it. So Vaseline or chapstick is great to have. A nail file. I don't know about you, but I can't stand when I break a nail and it's like all jagged and not straight. So a nail file, sleeping mask and earplugs. Now a sleep mask I think is super essential, especially because when you travel, you might have people that are on different times than you. So what I mean by that is you might be on a red eye, but the person next to you maybe had been traveling from the other side of the world. And so they are on a daytime schedule and they're up reading a book and they have their reading light on. And then you're stuck next to them and you can't sleep because you don't have a sleep mask. Stuff like that. You can't, you know, get upset with people. You just have to be responsible for yourself. I don't know if this is going to get annoying, but like clearly you can tell that I am just like proactive as far as being responsible for yourself. So with that being said, yeah, if you're on a nighttime flight, you want a sleep mask. If you're on an early morning flight and it's the sun is going to rise and it's going to be beautiful out, but you want a nap because you are going to be going out at your layover, you want a sleep mask. You also want a TSA approved travel lock, like those little tiny travel locks that allow TSA to open them, you know, to check your bag if they have to, but then obviously keeps your bag locked and secure. A lint roller. I couldn't even say or talk there. A lint roller. Snacks. Oh, my Hot Logic. Oh, so yeah, I have a Hot Logic, which basically is like a portable microwave. It's what flight attendants use. It's really cool. I think once I reach 100 subscribers on the YouTube channel, I will give away a Hot Logic because it's a really cool prize. But yeah, so with that being said, subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't already. Hit that bell button. And the last thing that I have for here is a different outfit. Now, this is going to depend on personal preference, of course, but if you want to change out of the outfit you wore on the aircraft because it was more comfortable and you want to put something more cute on, then you might want to roll up a different outfit in your personal luggage, your personal carry-on. All right. Now, that's pretty much it for the personal item. If you watch my YouTube, you're going to see I am a big fan of having separate travel bags for a lot of these different categories that I just listed. You're going to notice that I think that it's very easy to just kind of have a grab and go access to these items. So, for example, I have a bunch of the pens and Sharpies in one bag, and then I have that bag within another bag that has all my charging equipment and electronics. And then separate from that bag, I have my in-flight shoes or extra shoes in another bag. So I just know where everything is, and it's not all just like floating randomly around my bag. I do keep all my journals and books in one place, stuff like that. So yeah, if you watch the video, you will see that. Now, getting on to the carry-on luggage, the bag with the wheels or whatever larger item of your choices, this is what I'm talking about. And I'm just kind of briefly touching upon this and doing some little pointers in case it's been a while, you know what I mean? So, clothes. I usually roll my clothes if it's a bag. If it's a work trip, man, can you tell we're talking about bags here? So if it's a work trip, I usually roll my clothes in my bag. Now, if I'm going to a festival or a specific event where I have planned outfits, I typically put each of those outfits in a gallon-sized Ziploc bag. Now, I've talked about this on my YouTube channel before. I'm also going to talk about it in an episode because I'm going to do a episode all about flying to festivals and stuff like that. And I talk about this a lot just because it's a trick I learned from the Groove Cruise long ago, and it really works well. So if you are going somewhere specific, you want to put everything for that specific outfit in a Ziploc bag. The underwear, the shirt, the pants, the accessories, literally everything, so that you could just grab that bag out of your bag. And then when you're done wearing it, you put it back in that bag, and then you place that bag back in your luggage, and it just keeps it like super organized, in my opinion. So yeah, depending on where you're going, that might help you. And like I said, I've talked about it on my YouTube channel before, so definitely go check out my channel at Living by the F Word. Now, for toiletries and makeup, if you need to bring liquids, I like to buy the smaller containers. So basically, like, there's clear containers that I put my hair products in that you can screw lids onto, or there's squeeze bottles even. But basically, you could transfer larger bottle things like suntan lotion into these types of containers, or hair gel, or thing, any type of liquid that a bigger bottle that you have at home would not suffice on your carry-on. So I use those, and you could usually get those at any type of Face Value Harman Cosmetics store, or Bed Bath & Beyond, or even Dollar Tree, and types of dollar stores have things like this. Also, you want to bring kind of like travel size shampoo and conditioner, but instead of buying them, just take them from the hotel on your layover. I usually do that. And actually, I ended up becoming like a mini lotion shampoo conditioner hoarder. I had so many that I actually had to stop taking them. I was like, okay, what am I doing? I have way too many of these bottles. But that's what happens when you're flight crew and you're new. That's when I was new. I was just like collecting all these things, and then I ended up with way too many of them. But if you're like a frequent traveler, or, you know, just starting out traveling, then that's something you can do. And then, yeah, you could just take those with you instead of transferring shampoo and conditioner into a bottle, you know? What's up next? Oh yeah. So as far as liquids, basically, just be mindful that liquids usually have to be in a separate bag. So even your mascara, or if you have liquid eyeliner, depending on what type of makeup you use, you want these to all kind of be separate, especially in the UK. Even the UK requires crew members to have only a certain small like amount, and just check the regulations of each country. Check with TSA for the United States. I think there's like a 3-1-1 rule, but honestly, I'm like not too sure because most crew are exempt from the liquids restrictions. So I actually do have someone that I will mention at the end of all this that I think would be helpful to those of you that are not flight crew when it comes to traveling in TSA. All right, next up, I have shoes, which I said I would get to. As far as wearing shoes, I usually recommend wearing the shoes that take up the most space. So like if I'm going to a festival and I have platform shoes, I usually wear the platform shoes. If it's the fall and I'm wearing boots, I wear boots. Now, some people might be against that just because when you are in the airport or the concourse, you're walking a lot. And sometimes you have to walk really far to your gate. And so a lot of people may argue, oh, you should be in comfortable shoes like sneakers. There are plenty of times where I wear sneakers as well, because sometimes sneakers take up a lot of space in your bag as well. But it really just depends on your personal preference. If you do decide to not wear the bigger shoes, like the platform shoes or the boots, you can basically pack those in your bag. Now, I usually pack shoes on the bottom of my bag. And what you could do is you could stuff those shoes with things like socks or underwear or, you know, other little small items, so that that's not wasted space within your bag as well. So that's a little pro tip there. I usually also put my shoes in shoe bags. I have shoe bags from eBags, and I use those for personal travel as well. I put my in-flight shoes in shoe bags just because you do not want the shoes that you're walking around in these airports, around the streets, around anywhere, the aircraft, and then have them all next to your clean clothes. Definitely use shoe bags. And if you can't afford a shoe bag, I know that there's a lot of flight attendants or people that go to dollar store, get shower caps and put those in. That's another kind of little pro tip that people do. People use shower caps for everything. Actually, like on hotel layovers, they wrap the remote control with it. So shower caps can come in really handy if you don't want to be buying legit bags for your shoes. But yeah, so just some pro tips there when it comes to that. Whoever's watching on YouTube, I know whoever's tuning in might not notice if you're just listening, but whoever's watching on YouTube, this video is going to be so choppy. I'm having so many interruptions today between my phone going off and my puppy. So I am sorry, but we are kind of getting to the end of these tips here. So let's keep it going. If you have a hairstyler, now I for sure miss my pixie cut so much. It was so easy to style my hair. I didn't have to bring any type of hairstyler with me, but now I actually have to bring my InStyler. That's the styler I use to make my hair look nice. So that kind of takes up a lot of space. I don't really have like a tip for that besides having short hair is easy peasy and you only need a blow dryer to style it. And I loved that and I miss that. Speaking of hair dryers, most hotels have hair dryers, so you don't really have to take up space packing your own hair dryer if you're staying in a hotel. But if you're staying in an Airbnb, most Airbnbs should have a hair dryer as well. But if they don't, they do sell like little mini portable hair dryers. I recommend those. I have one of those as well. So if I'm staying at a friend's, I usually bring my little mini portable hair dryer. Now, must-haves in your luggage. And you could even put this in the little carry-on too. But must-haves always that I think people should have are a bathing suit. Even if you're going somewhere cold, you never know. There might be a hot tub. You might get diverted somewhere. You just never know where you may end up. You never know with airline travel, trust me. So always have a bathing suit in your bag and always have a light jacket or some type of hoodie, because sometimes the rooms could be really cold, even though you could adjust your temperature. You just want to just be prepared. It might get chilly at night, things like that. So that is my little rundown that I have for you, which I hope was helpful. And I really hope I didn't miss anything major, because as I was putting this script together for this podcast, I was like, man, please do not let me forget anything major. But if I did, you can comment in the comments on YouTube. Feel free to comment over there at What the Flight Radio on YouTube. And yeah, if you have any other pro tips that I missed, feel free to comment. I would love to hear from you guys. And in addition to checking out my channel and What's in My Flight Attendant Bag, which is my most recent video for the most part, I have another YouTube channel that I think you guys should check out, which is called Travel Tips by Lori. Now, she is a wife of an airline pilot, and she has a ton of videos up on her channel about rules, regulations, tips that in regards to TSA and a lot of things that I personally don't know or that I personally forget, since I'm flight crew and I'm exempt from a lot of the things that she talks about. So if you are a frequent flyer, definitely go check her channel out. And I really actually hope to have her on the show at some point. I hope to have a lot of people on the show at some point. I have a lot of ideas for guests, so I hope that's something that you guys will enjoy once I decide to have some guest interviews on the show. All right, I think that pretty much wraps it up. I need to get into aviation news, so I'm going to take a quick break and be right back with aviation news. All right, fam. So we are back for aviation news this week. First up, which I'm sure is kind of old news for some of you, because as you could tell, even though I record these in advance, news happens. People hear about it very quickly. And then by the time the podcast actually gets edited and, you know, out there, it's old news. But anyways, the first thing that I have up here is Delta plane diverts to Oklahoma City after passenger attacked flight attendants and threatened to bring down the plane. This passenger was identified as an off-duty flight attendant and, if convicted, faces up to 20 years jail time and up to a $250,000 fine with 3 years supervised release. Whew. So this is one of those things, a lot of people are saying mental health is playing a toll, but this is just one of those things where passenger, flight crew, inside job, whatever, it doesn't matter. Like, this is why we really need to be paying attention all the time and never be complacent. Even as a passenger, lots of times you'll see people on their phones. People are distracted. They have their headphones in. No one like gives a shit about anyone except for what they're doing on their phone. So just a reminder to not be complacent. And once again, just thank those flight attendants. Great job to the Delta crew, you know, out there that got this guy under control, and great job getting the plane on the ground in Oklahoma City. Way to go. I mean, this is what flight crew is here for, to protect the flight deck. And this is what pilots are for, is to get you somewhere safely. So great job to that crew and all the passengers that helped out. But yeah, just a reminder to, you know, be alert and stay aware, because apparently it's been fucking crazy out there, you guys. All right, up next we have British Airways 787, which is a Dreamliner, had a nose gear collapse while parked on a remote stand at London Heathrow. Now, there were no passengers that were on board. It was a flight that was carrying supplies. So, you know, they're going to do an investigation, but luckily no one was on board. But I mean, imagine if people were on board, that probably would have been very scary. A nosedive can be very, very steep, especially if you're at the front of the aircraft. So yeah, just another thing. Like, most people think like, oh, when you're on the ground, it's safe to get up. And this is why flight attendants freak out when you go to the bathroom if you're on the taxiway, because you just never know like when an accident could happen. You just don't know. All right, up next, I have the Boeing 737-10. So the 737 MAX 10, which is the largest in this MAX family, took its first flight a few days ago. This aircraft can hold up to 230 passengers and incorporates environmental improvements, cutting carbon emission by 14% and reducing noise by 50%. So anyone that's unfamiliar with the MAX aircraft, this is the fourth generation of the Boeing 737 that is meant to replace the older versions of the 700, the 800, and the 900 series. And this was the aircraft that had been grounded for quite some time after two fatal accidents that took place like really close in time. The Lion Air Flight 610 and Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302. So I think a lot of people are aware of the challenges Boeing has faced with this aircraft being grounded. Then it was recertified. Then it was pulled from service again just recently. Then it was put back on. So I think this is great news that the MAX 10 finally took its first flight. And it also was under command of a female pilot. So I just have to shout her out, Captain Jennifer Henderson. Way to go. Always love to see the females up in the flight deck. So I think that's great news. I think, you know, the MAX is a reliable aircraft. I think Boeing is a reliable company, of course. I think that what they dealt with the MAX series is unfortunate. But, you know, things like this happen so that things can be improved. And I think that it's going to be a nice aircraft to be flying in the future. All right. Now we are going into some livery, which I'm really excited about. I really love when airlines do new liveries, which is basically the paint on the side of the aircraft. It's usually sometimes a sponsorship with a movie or something cool, or just something that they are doing to represent something. So first up, I have Southwest Airlines has a new special livery aircraft, which is called Freedom One. So be on the lookout for it. It looks really cool. It has a lot of stars and stripes on the side of the aircraft. Really bright, really vibrant American flag. Then we also have Alaska that unveils a beautiful Fly with Pride plane. So perfect for Pride Month. And it has a bunch of rainbow airplanes on the side. It's really beautiful. Next up and lastly, I have United Airlines announces updated and new appearance standards. So this is really interesting because for a long time, you would see on YouTube channels, basically people saying the do's of don'ts when you want to become a flight attendant. And a lot of it has to do with appearance, just because that is what the job entailed when it first started. Appearance standards were very important. Appearance, you know, for flight attendants, people used to get weighed back in the 50s and 60s. You had to be a certain weight, you had to be a certain height. You know, now because of labor laws and stuff like that, you know, there can't be any type of discrimination based on your weight or anything like that. But there still was very strict rules when it came to piercings, tattoos, you know, braids in your hair, just certain types of styles and things, like even with men wearing nail polish, or like, for instance, gay men, you know, wearing makeup. There was a lot of things that were not allowed per se. And so United just announced that they're going to update their appearance standards and allow a lot of these things, which is like a huge step forward in our society. You know, I talked about it briefly in the beginning of the episode a little bit with everything going on this month with Pride and Juneteenth being a federal holiday. But yeah, like, I just think that this is a big step forward and this is great news. I think that just because you have tattoos or just because you're male and you wear makeup, that does not mean that you don't have the ability to do a job correctly and take care of people and save people. It just, you know, it just doesn't. And so I think what United is trying to do here is they are basically saying that, you know, our employees will feel their best if they are looking their best and being themselves. If that means that they want to wear their hair big, if they want to wear their hair braided or whatever it may be, we want them to feel their best and look their best, because when you look your best, you feel your best, you feel confident, you feel happy, and then you take other care of others better. So I think that's a good one to leave off with. I will be right back. All right, you guys. So that pretty much wraps up episode 5. I really hope it was helpful. I hope you learned something new. I hope it was a good refresher if you plan on traveling more. I know we all plan on traveling more sometime soon, especially I feel like in the fall, there's going to be a lot of traveling going on. End of summer, I already see you picking up in the airport. So it's so, so good to see you all back on the aircraft, see you, you know, around. I'm happy to see my coworkers. I'm happy to see people on the planes. I'm happy for life to be going back to normal. I'm happy to get a line. I'm happy that a lot of people are starting to come back off reserve. Let's go. We are doing it. Travel is happening. Let's get back to it. Anyways, I really do hope that you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to rate and review, leave me a comment, follow me, be my friend, all that good stuff. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I will see you in the next episode. Bye.